For March 21st, Oswald Chambers chose Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered himself up for me. Mr. Chambers goes right to the heart of the matter. He addresses your claim to your right to yourself. If you're a Christian, do you have any right to yourself? Oswald Chambers writes, "The individuality remains, but the mainspring, the ruling disposition, is radically altered. The same human body remains, but the old satanic right to yourself is destroyed." My friend, a crucified person no longer lives to himself. So your challenge is, are you willing to die to yourself so that the Lord Jesus would be your all in all? The Apostle Paul died to his confidence in the flesh. He died to his baptism. He died to his national identity. He died to his cultural identity. And he died to his commitments that he had made, his desires, all in the flesh. Now ask yourself, what is the extent of my surrender to God in Christ Jesus? The person who is crucified can no longer live by faith in themselves because there's no longer a self in whom to trust. So there must be a transference of allegiance. Is Jesus not the Lord of heaven and earth who gives life and breath to all so that in him you live and move and have your being? Who is better positioned to receive your absolute surrender than the God who made the world, everything therein, and he made you? A crucified person no longer seeks resemblance to his first father and his mother. His trust is in the last Adam. It's in Jesus. And your primary motivation is precise resemblance of the one you trust. You should be so moved because you have an acute awareness of Jesus' love for you, a love so expansive that Satan and death must be defeated in order to perfect his sacred love. Now think very closely on Romans 6:11, where God says, and Paul writes, "Consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." Do you consider yourself dead to sin? And do you see yourself alive to God in Christ Jesus?